Third consequence, negative reinforcement. You can think of negative reinforcement as something escaped or avoided that causes the behavior to increase in the future. In other words, an aversive stimulus is removed when the behavior occurs. Removing the aversive stimulus increases the behavior's frequency in the future. Don't confuse negative reinforcement with punishment. In the picture, you see people leaving the building to take away the loud noise. In the future, they'll leave the building sooner when they hear that noise at all. Taking away the noise is negative reinforcement for the behavior of exiting the building. Because leaving the building takes away the loud noise, people are more likely to exit the building when they hear that noise in the future. Note that for negative reinforcement, something was present before the behavior occurred, but when the behavior occurred, it was taken away. Remember to think about whether the behavior continued or decreased first. That will help you with determining whether the consequence was reinforcement or punishment. After you do that, think about whether the consequence was added after the behavior occurred or whether it was present before the behavior but taken away after the behavior occurred. Let's go back to the child screaming in the restaurant, and let's say the child continued to scream. If parental attention was added after the behavior of screaming, parental attention could be the positive reinforcement. At the same time, if the parents stopped playing a game on their iPads, the iPad play was taken away. So eliminating their iPad game play could have been negative reinforcement for the child's behavior. Some of you may be very confused at this time. Whatever the consequence was, something was reinforcing the child for screaming. The screaming continued. It's up to us to figure out what that consequence was based upon what was added or what was taken away.